There's a concept I've been thinking about lately, and I'm calling it Me X. This idea that your customer experience, well, you've made it all about you. Demo videos and pricing tables hidden behind form fills, sales processes designed around your stages, onboarding that collects what you need, renewals focused on proving your value. If your customer experience strategy is really a what's in it for me strategy, when your CX is actually MeX wrapped in a trench coat, I hate to break it to you, but you will fall flat. My entire business is helping companies move prospects from I'm interested to I'm buying. So by the time that they actually reach the sales team, it's their deal to confirm, not to close. But this podcast is not me pitching you on my services. It's me shouting into the void, hoping that we are ready to wake up, that your customer has specific information they need to see in a specific order to make a confident decision, hopefully in your favor. However, most companies ignore this completely and instead design experiences that serve internal processes. That demo video locked behind a form? Well, you're telling prospects they can't even evaluate you until you're ready to know that they exist. Contact sales as the only option to see some pricing? Well, that just tells us that you're not confident your value will outweigh your cost. Some of your customers will leave for a competitor who doesn't make them jump through hoops just to see if you are worth their time. It's not about whether you deserve the lead. It is about whether you've earned the right to ask for it yet. I mean, think about your CRM. What are your stages like? Are they set for your process, the questions and information you need to do your Monday morning forecast call? Or do they reflect where your buyer is at in their journey? Now, we're not just focusing on sales, because we can ask the same questions of our customer onboarding teams. Is this just a checklist focused on getting accounts in your system, boosting your usage analytics? Or are you designing the process for you and not them? If you're a company that relies on recurring revenue, and let's be honest, even if you're not like a fisher in that category, we all do. Does your renewal center on the value you can prove or the value your customer can feel and where they're going next? Now, none of this is wrong because at the end of the day, we're all here to make money. But I worry that the balance is off, that you're prioritizing what you need to close and renew deals while missing what customers need to decide if you're worth choosing in the first place. I can tell you what won't work: a once-a-year CSAT survey you've never actually looked at, asking a generic AI what your customers want, automation that's personalized for your customer, but only based on your assumptions. Real customer centricity means creating an ongoing process for unbiased customer conversations. Not here's what we built, do you like it? But here's an experience we built for you. What do you think? How can we improve this? What does this mean for your experience, your value, what you get from us? And you have to do it without leading them towards the answer that just makes your job easier. And it's super difficult. It is ego check territory, because you might discover your customer evolved and that you didn't. You might learn that they never bought the way you assumed they did. Then you need to design, test, iterate, and test again. It might take you 6 months to create the experience before it sees the light of day. And if that's the case, you might as well toss it, because the market has probably already moved on. Customers evolve, markets shift, competitors adapt. Your experience has to stay connected to that constant evolution. You are not your customer, and their choices are greater than ever before. Your customer chose you. Did you deserve it? And how are you working every day to keep deserving that choice? If you build your experience to serve you instead of them, they will figure it out. And next time, they might choose someone else. And I want to hear from you. What is one part of your customer journey that you designed more for you than for them? Or on the flip side, tell us if you're doing this right. What's one part of your customer journey that is solely about the customer experience, maybe even at the expense of other parts of your business? Thanks for listening to The Growth Signal. I love having these conversations, and I hope that you enjoy them as much as I do. I'd like to invite you to follow my Substack. You can head over to alyssanolte.substack.com, where you can read my messages, my musings, get access to all of my content. I would love to have a discussion with you in the comments, and I look forward to your feedback.